And it's Halloween on Saturday, but the fireworks and the bangers have been going off for months now, much to the annoyance of animals everywhere. The Fire Service has advice for those planning bonfires for this weekend and for using fireworks, and animal charities have advice for pet owners. We are joined this morning by Darren O'Connor, who is Station Officer with Dublin Fire Brigade, and Gillian Bird, Head of Education and Media at DSPCA. You're both welcome, and thanks for being with us. Darren, are there more bonfires in the run-up to Halloween this year?
Yes, certainly we've seen a huge increase in the amount of calls that we've received in the last 6 week period. Just to put it in terms of last year, we've probably seen about a 300% increase on last year on fires that would be tagged specifically in our Eastern Regional Control Centre as bonfires. Other fires get tagged as small fires, and we've seen a massive increase in these, and we've attended nearly 700 of these fires in the last 6 weeks. So extremely busy. All the stations have been extremely busy dealing with the run-up to Halloween.
And they are potentially very dangerous. I'm looking at your Twitter feed this morning, Dublin Fire Brigade, showing fingerless firefighters putting out one in the middle of the road last night.
Yeah, they are. They're extremely dangerous. There's a risk of collapse, and there's a lot of toxins involved in them as well. There's a huge environmental damage and damage to local amenities as well. Like, that's the big part of it as well. Like, you know, just a lot of damage to grassland, parks, local amenities that people really need during the current condition that we're in at the moment for local exercise and stuff like that, you know. So, our appeal to people is not to engage in lighting bonfires this year, you know.
Right, I was going to ask you that. Is the advice not to do it at all, or is it possible to make one and be around one safely?
Well, first of all and foremost, our advice would be, is not to light bonfires. But look, let's be pragmatic. People, you know, kids are excited by Halloween, adults are excited by Halloween, by fireworks, you know. The advice would be, if you are going to light a bonfire, you know, keep it small and make sure you've got maybe a fire blanket close by, or a bucket of water close by. You know, don't use accelerants to light the fire. Like, don't use petrol or diesel or anything like that to light the fire. Just keep it small and keep the kids well back. Make sure the costumes are non-flammable costumes and kind of not made homemade out of plastic products and stuff like that. So, yeah, keep them well back and obviously be mindful of where you're going to locate the bonfire. Make sure it's not close to utilities. Make sure the wind's not going to carry the smoke towards any properties or anything like that.
And Darren, when you're called to one, do you put them out or do you leave them if they're okay?
Generally, if we receive a call for bonfire, we would basically maybe approach, you know, sometimes we approach with no flashing lights on the appliances. We'll just drive in, we'll make an assessment of the risk. If it poses a risk to property, utility services, or if it is, it's blowing smoke, it's causing a nuisance to people, we may take action at it. And then other times we may not take action, we'll assess the risk. Again, if it's in an open area, you know, in off the road, there could be a crowd of youths around it, and the risk is just too great to tackle the fire, we may leave it. Sometimes we just take small action, we might dampen the fire down a little bit, you know, and we'd ask people again, if we do see us coming into your area, if you do have bonfires lighting, you see us coming into your area, we may take action and we may not take action. Just let us assess the risk and
let you do your job safely.
You may see us driving off, or you may see us taking some action at it, yeah.
Darren, stay on the line. I'm going to bring in Gillian Bird from the DSPCA. And Gillian, I know I have a dog downstairs. She absolutely hates this time of the year. And it's been going on longer this year, hasn't it? The bangers and the fireworks have been heard since late summer.
They have, absolutely. And in some ways, it does seem to have the dogs are seem to be more accustomed to the fireworks this year. I know in my own estate, they've been going off for months now, and there's less barking dogs when you hear the fireworks going off, which is almost every night somebody sets them off. So in some ways, it is quite good that the dogs are getting used to it. But there are still a lot of animals out there that get very, very scared, and people get very anxious for their pets as well. And our simple message is, you know, please make sure your pets are microchipped. We still have dogs and cats out there that are not microchipped, which means if they do get lost, because they'll often get lost and people setting off fireworks, you know, totally irregularly during the day, they can easily slip their collars or just run off and get scared. And if they're not microchipped, it makes it very difficult for charities like the DSPCA to actually reunite the animals with their owners.
And microchipping aside, what else can pet owners do for their animals at this time of the year, Gillian?
making sure they keep them in. I mean, we've got the run up now to it, so it's a good time now to start bringing your pets in. If you have a dog that sleeps outside, consider bringing him inside into the kitchen. Make sure your back gardens are good and secure, because with all the windy weather we've been having, it's very easy for the fences to move, for side gates to become wobbly. So make sure if you are keeping your dog in the garden, it can't get out of the garden. And generally start the practice now of shutting the curtains early, making sure the windows are shut, putting on some music in the room. There's even a audio clip on our dog training website that you can actually acclimatize the animals to, where you start playing it very low and they're having their food and it gets them used to it. But it's just important that we try and keep them indoors and safe.
And Darren, what's the legal position around fireworks and bangers? Are they, they're illegal, aren't they?
They are. There's a couple of different classes of fireworks that are brought into Ireland, like the likes of Christmas crackers and party poppers will be classed as fireworks. They can be imported with a license. But then you go up to different classes, like an F4 class of firework, which is completely illegal. You know, there is companies obviously that have licenses to use fireworks, professional companies, but yeah, their import or use and possession is actually illegal, yeah.
And they're very dangerous. I mean, we saw recently a young man losing the top of his finger, and there have been many much worse injuries than that too.
Yeah, that individual case did appear in the media, but we do attend year on year. We do attend injuries, and if anyone has seen that particular teenager's hands, the use of his hands are destroyed for life. He's got massive life changing injuries. He's lost a couple of fingers. To put into context, I know the bangers, they would appear quite small, but they've got a massive explosive force in them. It is an explosive material. That's why they're illegal under the Explosives Act. We just ask people, not to buy them, not to use them. We'd ask parents as well, to make sure, if you know your kids have them, just take them off them, because they're just unpredictable. They don't know how they're going to behave. We don't know what safety standards they're manufactured to. We don't know how they come in, how they're stored. So there's massive risk with them, and the risk is evident every year when we do attend a number of cases involving massive life-changing injuries to people.
Yeah, and Gillian, just finally to you, one of the upsides of the pandemic has been, I know we were all worried that people were buying puppies, little kittens, whatever, new pets for the family, and then perhaps would get tired of them, wouldn't be able to handle them. But that's not happening. The pets are staying around.
They are. Well, I suppose it is one of the positive sides of the whole pandemic. The longer that this situation goes on and the longer we're in lockdown, then probably the more likely it is that family pets that have been bought are going to be kept permanently. But it is always a risk that when all this stuff goes back to normal and people are allowed to travel on holidays and people go back to work, that the pets that were got will, not be kept anymore. And it's not necessarily fault of the owners. It's just because circumstances change. So yeah, it is a big concern, and we would like people to consider that, especially now we're in our second lockdown, to really seriously consider before they get an animal, can they look after it for that animal's life? And also, where is the animal coming from? Because we know we have a lot of unnecessary breeding and questionable breeding going on out there. So we are concerned long term for the health of some of these animals.
Okay, well, we're grateful to you both for talking to us on the programme this morning. Darren O'Connor, Station Officer with Dublin Fire Brigade, Gillian Bird, Head of Education and Media at DSPCA.